This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications team. This is the latest in a series of podcasts looking at the global investment climate and the role private equity plays in creating value. Today we are joined by Tomatsu Adachi, Managing Director and Co-Head of Carlisle's Japan Buyout Team. Adachi-san, welcome.
Thank you.
Adachi-san, can you give us an overview of how you see the opportunity in Japan for private capital?
Yes, there are four or five attractive opportunities in Japan. First, Japan is targeting mid-cap companies, and there are a lot of under-managed companies with low-hanging fruits, which we can add value very easily. And in fact, those assets are generally priced at a 45% discount to similar companies in the U.S. That's number one. Number two, very favorable economic environment from Abenomics. Depreciated yen helped many Japanese companies' performances. Historically, low interest rate, LBO loan interest rate is less than 2.5% right now, which is compared to U.S. and Europe, it's very low. And potential policy changes expected to drive growth, such as reduction of corporate tax rate, deregulation of labor laws, bring corporate governance rules in line with international standards. Thirdly, less competition in the middle market, where CGP focuses. Global PE firms focus large cap companies where there are very small number of opportunities. On the other hand, domestic PE firms are targeting much smaller opportunities. They do not have capability to support the portfolio companies in global businesses either. There are only three to four competitors CGP occasionally compete with. And in fact, more than 80% of the deals we closed are proprietary deals. And in addition, there are a lot of attractive opportunities in the pipeline. Spin-off opportunities from larger corporations. Larger corporations are focusing core businesses and divesting non-core subsidiaries. Succession issues at many family-owned companies are big ones. There are 400,000 family-owned companies in Japan. More than two-thirds of those family-owned companies have not found their successors. They are seriously considering selling the business to PE funds like us.
How would you characterize the challenges that you see for investing in Japan?
Well, history of PE investment in Japan is still short, a little more than 15 years. And PE funds are not well understood yet in the business community, although it is much, much better than, say, 10 years ago. So deal sourcing is continuously the hardest challenge. It requires lots of time. In order to acquire good companies, it needs development of good track record and reputation of PE firms, as well as good and strong trust and relationship with potential sellers, target companies. CJP review almost 300 companies every year and try to approach half of them. We can have serious deal discussions with about 10 to 15 companies and close 2 to 3 deals a year. That's the challenge we have.
And how would you characterize the role of private equity in Japan? Is it welcome?
Yeah, certainly it's welcome. And I think the companies we invested are very happy, the partnership with us or investment by us. The value we added for those companies are, I would say, three. First, enhancement of management infrastructure of undermanaged companies. There are many good companies with competitive product and services with good technology. We can add management capability, such as like cash flow management, KPI monitoring, hiring of key personnel under Carlisle names. Secondly, help Japanese mid-cap companies, which have strong technology, product, and services, which I talked about, to expand global businesses. many mid-cap companies do not have capability to expand businesses in global market due to scarce human resources, where we can help them to hire attractive businessmen under the name of Carlyle, as I said before. And thirdly, help family-owned companies to solve succession issues. We successfully transfer the family-owned companies to develop leadership team, which do not depend on single owner. So those are the typical roles and value we add to the companies.
And can you give us an example of how private equity actually created value in some of the companies that you bought?
I would say the typical example is Kito. We invested about 10 years ago. They make hoist and cranes, and their products is very good. So their market share is number one in Japan, but their global business was not successful when we bought it. Thanks to global industry team of Carlyle, we were able to enhance their global businesses significantly by hiring capable regional leaders of the company. When we bought the company, international business was 30% of their total sales, but when we exited, it increased to 70%.
And can you give us an example of how the One Carlyle Global Network helps you to create value?
Well, Kito is a good example of a One Carlyle approach, but there is another example, a company called Qualicaps. Qualicaps is a capsule manufacturer for pharmaceutical manufacturers. U.S. healthcare managing director Steve Weiss, as well as an operating executive Tom Robert, helped us to change and add value to the company by becoming board members of this company. Qualicaps had already global footprints when we acquired, but did not have proper management structure and operating capability to compete in a global market. Steve and Tom helped us to change the company to a real profitable global company by giving proper governance and adding capable management team. Overall, One Carlyle is the most important source of our strength to add value to the portfolio companies and compete with other PE firms in Japan.
Dachi-san, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on the Japanese investment climate. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlyle ValueCast.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlyle.com. This has been a Carlyle ValueCast podcast.